pride and a lot of tough work that goes into that, and some willpower and just forcing yourself.
Well, I don't question our guys' pride and will to get it done. And we just have some things we got to do mentally, some things that we got to just continue to do for 60 minutes. And as you look at the tape, it's not that we didn't do some of the things to able ourselves to stop the run. We just broke down at key times, and so we can fix that. I think we'll have a chance to put ourselves in a good position to win the game on Sunday.
Talking about watching the film, it wasn't the whole game problem, but it was those critical moments and things like that. Where do you kind of, after you're looking at the film, kind of grade you guys overall?
Anytime you give up over 100 yards rushing, it's not a good grade, and we're not satisfied by that performance in any means, and we won't let anybody in the room that plays defense be satisfied. And so our goal is to come out and not slow down Sergio Benson, but to stop him, and that's the way we're going to approach it every week.
Question, possibly with the Bengals quarterback situation, does that matter that much to you guys?
He's in the NFL, and the coaches are obviously, if he's a young guy, the coaches are going to put the game plan in place that can help him be successful, and that's what we expect to happen on Sunday. Him to get the ball out, and like I said, they have Sergio Benson, so he's going to take the load off a young quarterback early in the game.
Mario, what did you think of the atmosphere in the crowd on Monday night? Are you excited as you guys are looking to bounce back? You'll have the crowd behind you again this week.
Obviously, we have some great fans, and we know they're going to come back, but the thing is, we have to do our job to make them proud to come back and keep coming back. It was great Monday night, but we didn't do enough to keep that excitement buzzing the whole night, and so obviously we have a big challenge ahead of us on Sunday.